Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You're listening live to the Toronto Church of Christ in the Law. I'm your host and pastor of the church in Christ. We want to start off with a little selection that we want to do every time. We talk about the Spirit. Let's talk about the Spirit. We're waiting for the music to come up. It hasn't come up yet, but it will come up. Okay. Today we're going to talk about learning. We're going to learn about a non-monetary system that we're developing for you, so that you can get away from all this madness about the money. Now that's so important, and that's something that we have to deal with. I think that I don't know what's going on with the music here, but okay, we have technical difficulties already. Okay, so we don't worry about the music. We're just going to go for it, okay? What is a non-monetary system? A system where goods and services are being produced have no cost value to create business, okay? Now, we have to ask ourselves this question. How is that possible? Everything that society needs is mechanically produced. That's how we're going to do it, you know? We set up a city. And this city, it's not required for you. The only work that's required for us to do in this city is just to keep the machines running. Keep the machines running with the technology. Now, we're going to have machines keeping the machines running, but we're not going to have machines. Well, we have machines building machines, but we're not going to use Android-type machines, okay? We don't want to just create a race of mechanical slaves. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just going to have the machines doing a little technical stuff to make everything work. I'm going to hit the music button again.
It's not about the money, all those diamonds and gold.
earth is about stealing as Jesus brought that could not be for a soul. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. God is about spirit as Jesus brought that could not be for a soul. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. God is about spirit as Jesus brought that could not be for a soul. It's not about the money. Spirit that Jesus brought that could not be for a soul. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. It's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be for a soul.
Well, all right, well, all right. Now we're back on the air talking about our non-monetary system. We had a little delay with the music, but we did get the music started over there, which is good, okay? Now, what we're trying to do, we're trying to pull the people together so that we can set up a non-monetary system, all right? Because that's what we need. As long as we have a monetary system based on the value of gold or any anything else, we're going to have trouble. We're going to have a problem, right? So we have to solve this problem that we have created for ourselves. This is called wars and fighting and killing and murder, you know? And we have to get to a point that we can stop that. Our main goal is to be out in space monitoring the planets and the stars, because we set all that stuff up. It sounds a little strange, huh? You know what? That's how powerful you are. That's our main goal. So now what we need to do is we set up a system, right? A non-monetary based system where all the food, the clothing, the shelter, the security, all that stuff is done with the machines. The machines do everything, okay? As long as the machines are doing everything that we need to do, then the only thing we have to do is constantly train and work to make ourselves better, to make ourselves smarter, make ourselves more intelligent than we were yesterday. That's what I'm talking about, all right? So now let's analyze how we're going to do that. First of all, we have to produce products. We have to enter the marketplace. I mean, quiet as it's kept, although we don't want to deal with the monetary system, that's the system that we're under right now. And we're going to need monetary funds to get to the system that I'm talking about. Now, I live in the real world. I live in the real world, not a phony world. I live in the real world. And in the real world, you need money. All right? Hold on. That's what I'm talking about, you know? So in order to get this money, you either borrow it, steal it, rob it, or take somebody else's money. Well, that's robbing and stealing. Well, we don't do those things because we are beyond those things at this particular point. So what we're going to do, okay, we're going to create products to sell in the marketplace. And naturally, we're going to have people have to help us and purchase these products, okay? Now, once they start purchasing these products, then we're going to do fine. We're going to do great. Through those products and the sale of the products, we're going to make the kind of money that we need to establish the land that we need to buy the city. How are we going to do that? How are we going to fund the city? We're going to fund the city through residual income. What is residual income? That's money that's working, and you don't have to work for it, okay? Or if you have somebody working and paying your rent, that's residual income. Someone else is working and giving you the money. That's through real estate, all right? We can buy a little real estate, rent this real estate out, flip the property, and do whatever we have to do to get this money. But we need to get this money. That's the first thing that we have to do, because something is wrong with this picture. There's something going on that we're not dealing with, and we need to deal with what's going on. That's what I'm talking about. We need to live in the real world. But in order to create the world that we're talking about, I shouldn't use the term create, but in order to make the world that we're talking about, we're going to actually have to build it ourselves. We're going to have to rely on the technology of brothers and sisters that's coming, that's in school, becoming engineers and scientists and all that. You follow what I'm saying? So don't shirk when it comes to sending your children to college. You need to plan. Every child in America needs to plan to go to a higher education. You need to get it. Even if you don't use it, you need to have it, because once we get to a certain point, we're going to need every man, woman, and child we can get to help build the city that we're talking about, okay? Now, all the minerals, ores, mechanically will be mechanically produced. So there is no extraction cost, because the extraction cost is coming from the machines. All we have to do is build the machines. So we're going to have plenty of gold stacked up, all right, to purchase the stuff that we need from the outside world, until we can get to the point that we can literally produce what we're talking about. And that's what this is all about. We have to become producers, right? We have to become producers. I have to say that again, because we have to realize exactly what we're talking about and exactly what we have to do. And that's where this is headed. We have to become producers. What do we produce? Things that relate to food, clothing, shelter, and security. If you have the mechanical means to protect yourself, all right, that's your security. You have the wherewithal to build your cities, all right, that's your shelter. If you have the wherewithal to make the clothes that you're wearing, that's your clothing, all right? If you have the wherewithal to grow your own food, can we grow our own food? Yes, we can, all right? The object is to set up near the water, near the river. Not the river. The river's too small for what we're talking about. We need to set up near an ocean. Set up near ocean. Turn the ocean, build a power plant that would turn the ocean into energy. Come on. We need the... We need to build another system that will take the water from the ocean, the salt water from the ocean, and turn it into drinkable water. And naturally, we can use the salt to put on our food. That's the salt. Come on. Those things are being done now. It's not something that has to be done in the future. Those things are being done right now. And how come we're not doing it? Because we're not thinking about it. We're not programming our mind to get into that particular aspect of our lives. We're so busy worrying about where we come from. Okay? Am I black, white, green, pink? None of that matters. Where you come from is beyond the stars. That's where you come from, and that's where you need to be headed back to. But that takes focus. That takes a focus. A group of people working towards a single goal. That's what that takes, and that's where we have to go. That's what this is all about. That's why we're here. That's why we're building. Okay? Once we get the production system working, where we're producing stuff to sell in the marketplace, we can begin to generate the money to do anything that we want to do. Anything that we want to do. That's what this is all about. We're talking about growing the food. They got plenty of space. Man, you can grow the food without a whole bunch of land. You can build buildings going up into the sky and put plenty of space in all those buildings to create your food. All right? I was worried. I was saying, how are we going to feed all these people without cows and chickens and all that stuff? You don't need the cows and chickens no more. You don't need to slaughter them poor, helpless animals. All right? Release them into the wild. Let them do what they're supposed to do. Let them fend for themselves and eat and all that what they're supposed to be doing. Okay? We done domesticated the cow so much, I think if we release the cow into the wild, the cow would just die off. We don't need to feed it every day. You know? So we can take its milk that goes for its babies and drink it for ourselves. We don't even need the cow's milk. Come on. I'm a vegetarian. I'm vegetarian. I'm not vegan, but I'm vegetarian. We don't need the cow's milk. I'm thinking, how are we going to feed ourselves, you know? A diet of fruit and vegetables, that's all you need. Well, fruit grows on trees. Can we grow fruit that we need? Do we need land to grow fruit? That's an interesting question, because I didn't get into the reality of whether we can grow fruit inside the building. Now, we don't want fruit trees and all that. Building fruit trees inside the building, that's kind of interesting. But we'll have a whole lot of land. We can reform the deserts, Look how much desert land it is out there. We can put the trees on a desert land. Plenty of sunshine. The trees grow all year long. We can have a machine harvest the fruit from the trees. Still no labor. We're going to have the machines plant the trees. Have the machines harvest the fruit. Harvest the fruit from the trees. Okay? All we have to do is build and monitor machines. And we got computers that will literally monitor and check what the machines are doing. This is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of mindset that we need. This is where we have to go. This is what we have to do. We have to become producers. We have to move up and live in the real world. That's what I'm saying. You know, can we live in the real world? Can we start thinking in terms of reality? Can we feel this reality? I mean, this is something that we have to do. This is something that we have to be about, all right? We have to be about this. We have to be about this 1,000%. There's all kinds of groups out there, and we need to pull these groups together to work with one mindset. This is what we have to do. We have to get out of the racist mentality and get into the one God, which is that who we are. We're gods, and we have to function like one God, okay? We can't let the 1% just do everything to us and for us. That's not how it works. That's what they would like, because they're producing every doggone thing, and you're not producing nothing. You're becoming a service industry person. That's a slave. When all you do is provide service. We don't want to just provide service. We want to come up with the mindset to produce these doggone cities to do what we have to do, okay? There's all kinds of futuristic plans for the city, but nobody's pulling the money together to make it happen. This is what we have to do. When they get the money, they pull the money that they can make something like this happen. They don't do that. They go buy a $5 million house and a $200,000 car. This is what they're doing. Follow what I'm saying? Our kids, when they get a few dollars from work and they spend $100 on a pair of sneaks, think about that. $200 and go to a Beyonce concert. I'm not saying it ain't worth it, but Beyonce is all that. But there's better things you can do with your money, okay? Beyonce's not thinking about building those cities and setting up nothing so that we can live like we're supposed to be living. That's not going on in Beyonce's world, okay? Now, you know that we can get the machines to extract all the minerals from the earth, so we don't have to worry about a huge labor force to go digging and getting the minerals from the earth that we need. But think about it: if we do this right, the cities, think about it, the cities can be made out of glass. Glass comes from sand. We can make strong bulletproof glass from the sand and build our cities. How much sand is out there? There's a whole lot of sand out there. See what I'm saying? We can use this sand to our advantage, right? If we need metal, well, when you're talking about bulletproof glass, that's some pretty strong glass. And glass don't deteriorate like metal do. We can build a whole city out of glass. The whole city, the structure, everything, right out of glass. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Sure, we need mattresses on the bed, but the beds can be made out of glass. Everything can be made out of glass. Right? I don't know about the stoves being made out of glass and the heating, the stuff that we're going to be using to cook and feed ourselves. We might not use glass for that, but we can build factories that will make if we're using a microwave or solar energy, whatever we use it, we can build the factories to make those things for ourselves, all right? Well, and you don't have to work in a factory. We make the machines. The machines do everything in the factory. I ain't talking about making the robots. We don't want to start a mechanical slave running around here. Just use the machines to make the product and the stuff that we're trying to sell. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need to do. That's where our minds need to be at. Okay? It is the people will make the rules, and we talk about this. This is non-leadership. I mean, it's non. Let's talk about this system that we're talking about for a minute, okay? Now, once we get the machines working and doing everything, this frees up humanity to work on mankind themselves and the rest of humanity to make mankind better. You know what I mean? Making themselves and the rest of the world, rest of humanity better. In this society, there are no leaders. I'm going to say that again because I know you didn't hear that. Because all they push, we need leadership. We need followership. We need to set up things for people to do and have you follow those things. That's what I'm talking about. This is what we need to do. This is where we need to be going. Okay? Now, once humanity is freed up to make themselves better, in this society, there are no leaders. The people will make the rules, and the rules will govern the society. That's what I'm talking about. This is where we need to be going. This is what we need to be doing. And I'm here spreading the word right now. I'm here getting you ready to get this done. All right? Where you going? How you going to find me? I am Elohim. My number is 267-215. My number is 215-765-1703. You can call me when you listen to this broadcast. When you hear this broadcast, you can give me a call and we can get together and work on this project. I don't care what color you is. Don't care what facet of life you come from. This is the five Elohim five tribes working together as one. That's what I'm talking about, okay? This is where we're going. This is what we have to do, all right? So we have to get ourselves organized and get ourselves prepared so that we can make this thing work, okay? Now, right now, we're gonna stop here for a minute, and we're going to play a little selection from our music, from the music album that was set up just for the show. Yes, sir. This is 911. Yeah, we're talking about
Christ. Yes, it is. Well, I haven't been to church lately, and I'd like for you to make a 911 emergency call to Jesus and tell him that I need him right away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll make the call. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Take care of all your
Well, you might be wondering. You said, "I read a little music there." 911, Jesus emergency. We're talking about Christ, okay? We're talking about Christ. We're talking about becoming Christ because we deal with Christ. I have two messiahs. I'm gonna let you know right now. One of them is Marcus the Messiah Garvey, and the other one is Jesus the Christ. That's what we're building. This is what we're doing. We're not talking about a racist system. Okay? We're talking about a system that's there for everybody. Anybody who wanted, anybody who needed. That's what we're talking about. When we talk about the tyrannical church of Christ and Allah, that's what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about the people making up the rules, the government themselves. The rules will be passed by a vote majority rules. Now, that sounds like democracy. Okay? Well, it is a form of democracy, but in this situation here, the minority must be taken care of, okay, when the vote is passed. We have to make sure we take care of everybody when the rules are passed. It is important. The responsibility of the majority is to take care of the minority. Each individual will be worth a portion of assets that the society has accumulated in case they would like to travel to a society that is monetary based. That means once you get set up, you're not locked in where you can't go out of the city, where you can't travel and go places and do things. We want to set up a city. Once we get started, we want to set up a city on every continent. That's what we want to do. So we need 7 cities built, one on each continent. How are we going to do that? Since we're a peaceful organization, that don't mean we're not going to have weapons to defend ourselves. You know what I mean? Because when evil comes, evil loves to take over peaceful societies, as the indigenous people on every continent. Okay? When they were dealing in a peaceful manner, trying to take care of the land and all that stuff, evil came and just killed and murdered and just took what they had. So, like I said, I live in the real world. Sure, I want to set some stuff up, but I want the means to protect it. That's what I'm talking about. I need satellites up there. We need ships going, flying around the planet. You know what I mean? Going from here to the moon, to Mars, and Venus, and all those places. That's what we need, and that's what we have to build. Is that doable? Yes, it is. Because it's been done in our past. You check the history. You check our history out. We have done those things. And those things, and there are those who prepared to do those things again. Okay? Now, when you decide to lead a city, each person in the city is worth X amount of dollars. All right? So you get an allotment based on how long you're going to go and where you're going. You get an allotment to do whatever you have to do. Now, we're going to have our own ATM machines. Well, we don't need ATM machines, but we're going to have cards, okay, that will fit any ATM machine, that will work with any ATM machine on the planet. That's how we intend to set it up. Now, we will have a bank set up, not that we need to deal with money or anything, but we have to transfer money. We have to transfer money to different places to get some of the goods and some of the material that we need that we're not producing until we actually start producing what we want. So once that bank is set up, you will have a credit card matched to that bank with your account on it. And once you have that account, then you can go. Once you leave the city, you can use your credit card to do anything, but don't lose the card while you're out there because you don't have no. We're going to have churches out there. We're going to have tyrannical churches out there, so you'll have places to go to if you're from the city. You know, you won't be just left out there all by yourself. Oh, this has been thoroughly thought about. We have thought about this really, really good. And we're going to make this happen, okay? That's what this is all about. This is what we're doing. This is what we have to do, okay? So by making a way for people to travel with money, you know, we're going to have our own planes. Hello? Yeah, we're going to have our own airports and all that stuff. We're going to build a city without no airports and stuff. No, that don't work. We're going to have our own airports. We're going to be able to fly back and forth. We're going to be, if we can't build the planes right away, we're going to have the money to buy the planes. Once we can just buy one plane and reverse engineer the plane with the machines, with the engineers and stuff, and start building our own planes. All right? Planes don't have to be made out of metal. They're talking about we can create new type of material for the planes, made out of the sand. Holy, can you make materials for planes out of sand? Yes, you can. You'd be amazed at what you can do when you start thinking about the material that you have and what you're working with. It's absolutely phenomenal, some of the things that you can do, but you got to get into these societies. You got to learn how they're doing what they're doing. You have to figure out what they're doing so that you can know what they're doing, so you can make this happen. That's what I'm talking about, and this is what we have to do. This is where we have to go, okay? By making all things possible, right, in this non-monetary system, by making all things possible, all things available to the people at no cost, there will be no need for crime against your neighbor. All you got to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call, all right? If you decide, well, and there's some people, I got some family out there that's really hungry, and I would like to give them some of my goods. Well, you have a bank account. You can take the goods and it'd be deducted from your money from outside, okay? And you can take those goods and services and ship them to your family, whatever. We can make the stuff, okay? We can make it for those families and stuff, but there's a monetary cost when you leave or ship something out of the city. There's a monetary cost. Look, we live in the real world. Everything out here is costing money. Everything out here has cost of money. That's what we have to do. We have to get into it, okay? This eliminates the class system, all right? By making things available to everybody, there's no class system. Everybody's equal one to another. How is that possible? Well, suppose you have children that actually can't do some of the stuff that we're trying to do. When we set up and the way we're going to be eating, and with the medical facilities and stuff that we're going to have, our children will be the most well-cared-for children on the planet, all right? So if they're a little smart, it's not like they got to go out and get a job, okay? If they can't grasp everything, they can do some things to make themselves better and their lives better, all right? Everybody got to go to the military. That's a given. Everybody has to go to the military for the discipline and the training. That's how this works. We're going to have to protect our city, all right? And that's going to be mostly on the children. The children are going to be doing that. Yeah, old folks, they're going to be out here running around with no weapons trying to protect anything. But we're going to have laser-sighted stuff. In fact, there's a new technology that I've been thinking about. I'm not even going to mention it on the airwaves because I want them jumping on it. They jump on every little thing. There's a new technology that will protect better than the laser weapons and better than dropping bombs and all that stuff on people. There's technology out here that's unbelievable that I have access to. I'm not putting it on airwaves, hello, because the next thing you know, they'll be using it on you. And you don't even know what's going on, you know? So this is what we have to do. This is a real achievement, okay? To eliminate the class based on a monetary system, that creates equality. That's a major achievement. Think about that. There is no class system. There's no 1% running our city. Everybody's a 1%. Everybody got equal access to the wealth that we're creating. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to begin making paradise on Earth again. This Earth is an amazing planet. Amazing. There's no reason to be burning the fossil fuels and all this crazy stuff. Electricity is free in air. That's what they built the pyramids for. Megalotesta figured out how to do it without all the stones and bricks. But that's where he got the concept from. He didn't just pop into his head. You know, he figured out how the pyramids work. But that's what the pyramids were doing. They were energy producing. They produced energy for the whole area. The whole area was lit up with electricity and all that. They had bulbs and everything in Kemet. Come on. They didn't just start making When you really get into the history, you'll find out that all this stuff that they're using right now came out of Africa, came out of Kemet, all right? And most of the people that's in Africa that was producing all this stuff, right? as a mean as a time, if you go back through the history, you come to find out that they were Lemurians coming from Mars and Jupiter and Venus, coming from the constellation Osiris, which they changed to Orion's belt. Okay? Telling you what's going on and what we had going on for quite a while. I mean, this thing just started. We've been doing this here for a minute. Okay? In other words, those who feel like or want to be better than someone else, this system is not for you. This system is for those who want freedom and equality. What is freedom? Oh, man, we need to talk about that. All right? What is freedom? Freedom is control, period. That's what freedom is. If you don't have control over every facet in your life, you don't have no freedom, because somebody can dictate to you, somebody can take the food out. Somebody can stop you from buying food. They can stop you from going here, stop you from going there. That's really, really crazy. It's really crazy how other people are trying to control so that they can have all the money and other people don't have none. I mean, you got a guy living in a $5 million house and people sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with all of this. We have to do better. It's not a question of can we do better. We have to do better. We have to make this system work for everybody. This is what I'm talking about, and this is where we're going. But we have to do it from a production-based system. Now, we're talking about freedom. I'm going to play the national anthem for the church. And that national anthem is about freedom. I like freedom. Listen.
Yeah.
Good evening, good evening. We're back once again. The age of freedom has come, but it's something that has to be won. We're talking about control. If you don't have control over things, hey, anybody can come and do whatever they want to you and don't do nothing for you. So when you think about freedom, think about control. That's what this is all about. And this is where we're going, okay? Now, for those of you who are just checking in, this is the Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Lie, and we're live. We're going to be live here every Monday. And we're going to have a little service here every Monday, so you can come in, tune in, and listen to what we're doing and hear about what's coming up in your future. This is you going into the future. That's what this is all about, okay? The Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Lie. Now, if you want to reach me at any time, the number is 215-758-1703, 215-957-9907. I think that's the number we have to check. We have to check that number. But you definitely can reach me at 215-738-1703, okay? Now, the call-in number for the show. Now, we're here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, okay? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're here from 8 to 9, all right? Now, we're talking about the UNIAL. We're talking about Caribus. We're talking about, you know, making money and building wealth through gold. We're talking about UNA, that's an organization that Marcus Garvey filled up, and UNA News Hour. So you can find out what's going on with Marcus Garvey and his crew after all this here time, okay? That's what we're talking about, and that's where we're at, okay? Now let's talk about tyrannicalism. You say, well, what is this tyrannical thing that you're talking about? I never heard of no tyrannical stuff. No, you haven't. It's a religion. Now, let's talk about that first. What does religion mean? Religion means to realign yourself with source energy. Oh, wait a minute. Brother Elohim, you just said a mouthful. Yes, I did. Religion means to realign yourself with source energy. That's what we're talking about. What is source energy? Everything in the universe, going back to your humble journey from a dormant state, if you want to call it dormant, because nothing is ever actually dormant, okay? From a state where you began making the universe, making the planets, making the stars, putting energy out there so that things can be made from that energy, all right? That's what we call source energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Hello? I'm going to say that again. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. And everything in the cosmos is made up of energy. If everything is made up of energy and energy cannot be created or destroyed, how are you created? They got you stuck on an intermediary. Oh, the creator did this. No, the universe works for you. You can give the credit to whoever you want to give the credit to. But the universe actually works for you. That's how this thing works, okay? Now, if the universe works for you, that means that if the universe works for you, that means that all of the energy that's drawn to you to produce and do things is at your disposal. The universe works through action and reaction, or that lines us up with reap what you sow. Okay, so if you're dealing with the culture of reap what you sow, there's only two cultures, reap what you sow and dog eat dog, right? Now, right now, we're under the dog eat dog culture, which is terrible, okay? So the universe deals with reap what you sow. So if we're talking about reap what you sow, then you should be aligning yourself up to receive what you're putting out. Now, the problem is, what are you putting out, okay? This is the tyrannicalism is a religion where the people understand and accept that there are extensions of that which everything in the universe is made from. A religion based on scriptures written by a God named Elohim. All right? Okay? Who is this God named Elohim? That's me. We're following tyrannical scriptures. I'm reading from you from the scriptures that was given to me. This is what I'm laying out. This is what we're talking from, okay? We understand and accept the teachings the Pharaonic text. Here's some strange, well, we're here accepting the teachings of the Pharaonic text, the Bible, the Quran, and all books of divine origin. We follow all of them. We try to read them and see what they're about and see what's coming and see where they're coming from. This is what's going on, right? This is what we do. This is what we're doing. Okay? Now, right now, we believe that our lives should be based on the teachings of the Torah scriptures and the law of reading, which is so. That's what we believe. That's what we enter, okay? Now, we don't like to use the term believe, but we know that that's what our lives should be based on, okay? And if our lives are based on that, then the universe will work for us. People give credit to everything under the sun. They give credit to dogs and rats and cows. They give credit to Jehovah and Elohim. They give credit to everybody on the world. Because the 1% wants you to have their intermediary. What is an intermediary? Somebody's in between you and your power. Somebody that you think you have to go to call on to get something done, but that's not necessary. It's not necessary for you to call on anybody because you control the power. You control the power through your thoughts. You know, what you think about, you bring about. Remember they telling you that on these little CDs they giving you? Talking about it's a secret. Ain't no secret. Just read what you sow. If you're thinking about something, that's what you're bringing to you. Just read what you sow. All they're doing is selling you your culture that they robbed from you and don't want you to know what's going on, okay? Your actions should be, your actions every day should be about bringing to you what you want. That's what your actions should be about. Your actions shouldn't be walking around talking about complaining about what you don't want because that's what the universe is going to give you. The universe hear the word want, don't want, want is all the same to the universe. Hey, here it comes. You wonder why you're in the city catching hell? Hey, hello? You're in the city catching hell because you're talking about what you don't want, and that's what you've been getting, you know? Worry about what you want. Now, if you want everything to happen to you in Philadelphia, don't move to Camden. You're in Camden catching hell because everything you ask for is coming to Philadelphia. And you're saying, oh, my goodness, I'm here catching it right now. You follow what I'm saying? Why am I catching it? Why would you ask for everything from Philadelphia and then move to Camden? Now the universe got to switch things around through action and action to bring this stuff to Camden. Now, if you keep moving around, by the time you get to Camden, you don't move someplace else. You don't move to Jersey. Well, Camden is New Jersey, so let's not get it twisted. But everything's in Camden, but you don't move to New York. Now you're in New York catching hell and all your blessings that you've been asking for is in Camden. This is what's going on. See, we have to learn how to think about this process. And they don't want you to think really about this process and how it actually works. Because once you figure this thing out and know how this thing works, their time is up. Their time is over. Who is they? I'm talking about the 1%. Don't get it twisted. The 1% come in all colors. Every continent that you go on, the 1% live there. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. 1% is in every one of those places. Okay? And the 1% live like their God, and you work for them. That's the mindset. That's the process. This is how they think. Well, we really have to wake up and smell a coffee. We really have to get into some things that's going to make all this work for us in a manner that we should be working. I got a little distraction going on here, but it don't matter. We're going to keep on rolling, okay? Okay, now we know that our lives should be based on the Torah scriptures. We understand and accept, okay? We understand and accept that all life has spirit and is from the same source. Uh-oh, I think you better say that again, Brother Raheem. All life has spirit and is from the same source. Think about that. All life has spirit and is from the same source, okay? Now, if all life has spirit and is from the same source, why are you killing your less evolved? I'm using the term evolved. I don't like that term either. But your less conscious brothers, I'm talking about in the animal kingdom, using them for food. Okay? I mean, if you just stuck and you have to, that's why every child should be learning about herbs and stuff in school. So if they're out in the jungle, out in the woods or someplace, they can eat without killing a squirrel. They can eat without killing a snake or killing a rat, okay? Because it's food. They're surrounded by food and out there starving. Makes sense. your inner society is not teaching you properly how to do what you're supposed to do. This has to change. Okay. What determines what's conscious is not conscious. All things have conscious energy, but only certain things have conscious energy to the point that they think and move about looking for any food. Okay? If something has to hunt for food, somebody wants something. Well, if vegetables, they hunt for their food too, and they have to search for water. Water is nourishment, but their real food is coming from the sun. You put a turf over the flowers, the flowers ain't gonna move that turf. The flowers are stuck. You put that turf over a cat or a dog, they're gonna roll out. They ain't gonna be there, they're gonna move on. Find something else to eat. That's how they roll. They look, hunt for their food. The flowers don't do that. You know what I mean? They're reaching for water. You follow what I'm saying? But if they get the water and don't get no sunlight, they're gonna die. Hello? See what I'm saying? You got some plants that can go a long time without no water. You follow what I'm saying? A long time without no water, as long as they got a little sunlight. That's what I'm saying. So, there's a lot that we have to take in. There's a lot that we said in this hour. And there's a lot that's going to be said every hour that we come on the airwaves. I'm talking to you from a book that's going to take you into the future. Into the future. Not back to the past. This book is going to take you into the future, have you set up to do things that you're supposed to do, and this is how it's supposed to be. This is what's going on, okay? Now, I like to talk about Christ. Now, we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to hit you with a little bit more music, and then after the song, we're going to close out, and we're going to, you know, say a few words, close out. And then we're going to be out of here, okay? Now, this has been 1 hour that I enjoy. I really enjoyed this hour talking about what I've been talking about. This is what I was made to do. I was born to do this. Now, I want you to listen to this song. It's called Jesus is Mine.
I'm so happy that you each day with so much.
We're going to conclude this broadcast hour to you, coming from coming out of Philadelphia, believe it or not, okay? And we're going to do some assertions for you, and then we're going to take it on home, okay? As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I'll keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want, okay? We're out of here. Thank you very much. Normally you do this here 10 times, so we're off the air right now, so we're just going to close it out. Thank you very much. We appreciate those who called in, and hopefully you'll call back in again. Much love.